Here is Art Charlton with this week's edition of Warren County Wanderings.
There are connoisseurs of fine wine and connoisseurs of fine art. When you visit the member wineries of Vintage North Jersey this coming weekend, you can be a connoisseur of both. Brook Hollow Winery, Four Sisters Winery, and Villamagro Grove Vineyards all will display works of local artists and will offer wine tastings on Saturday and Sunday. Brook Hollow has Jim Stein, a photographer and owner of Lakota Wolf Preserve, there to display his wolf photos. Four Sisters features Jeffrey McKeever, best known for his book covers, including for John Steinbeck, Mickey Spillane, Dashiell Hammett novels. And Villa Milagro will offer a potpourri of wildlife, butterfly, landscape, and architectural photographs, along with landscape paintings, with artists present for you to meet. Meanwhile, two of the wineries here in the Warren Hills viticultural area are holding murder mystery events. The Four Sisters Winery Murder Mystery Dinner starts at 2 p.m. Saturday, while it's a 7 p.m. start for Murder in the Wild West at Brook Hollow Winery. Play along as you wine and dine and solve the crime. Wine's not your thing? How about something sweeter? It's time for maple sugaring at Millbrook Village, that historic spot in the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area, where from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, you can see maple syrup or maple sugar being made. The sugar maples are tapped and the sap is flowing. Bequest Trout Hatchery and Outdoor Education Center holds a hunter education program on Saturday with a firearms talk at 9 a.m. and a turkey hunting seminar and calling clinic at 1 p.m. Sign up in advance with Bequest. Saturday night brings the Tartan Terrors back to the Lac Pack. Yes, Centenary Stage Company has invited the heirs apparent to Celtic Mayhem to storm the stage of the Lackland Performing Arts Center in Hackettstown with their mix of rock's energy and traditional folklore, dance, and comedy. Their arsenal features classic bagpipes and fiddle, driving drum tones, and signature guitar styles, plus award-winning step and Highland dancers. Not many seats are left, so jump on this one. Sunday is the once-a-month opportunity to visit the Warren County History Museum at Breadlock Park. They're on Route 57 in New Village. Open 1 to 4 p.m., the museum features models and displays of Warren County history, from the ancient days of our original Lenape Lenape natives to this nation's early iron industry that developed in a large part due to Oxford Furnace, to the heady days of the Mars Canal, Thomas Edison's local businesses, and much, much more. Looking ahead to next week, there is a wildlife photography exhibit at Blair Academy's Romano Gallery in Blairstown, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., open to the public. You'll see local and national wildlife photographed by Blair Academy students. And while we're in an artsy mood, the Warren County Arts Organization has its monthly meeting Thursday, March 16th, featuring artist Beth Murphy, presenting her pressed botanical artwork. She creates pressed flower collages that pull you in. The public is welcome, and you are encouraged to bring paper, a sketch pad, or materials of your choice to draw or sketch with. You can explore all of these events with the Explore Warren County Tourism Partnership in Warren County Wanderings, the free email newsletter posted at www.explorewarren.org or sent via email to your inbox. Sign up there to receive it weekly. Happy wanderings!
Warren County Wanderings is heard only on WNTI.org.